All right, ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. I'm a vaping high prince. Woo! I'm a vaping high prince. Da-da-da-da. Dallin R. Colin's fucking cool ski. And he's got a... Yeah, and he's got a tank named after him now. He's so fucking awesome. He's a shard bearer, too. They should have called it the shard tank.
Yeah, they should have. That
would
have been awesome.
Yeah.
There seriously needs to be more stuff out there with book references.
Yes, yes. Fucking, you know,
storm. If they're going to make a Valyrian tank, then why don't they, you know, make others with, you know, other kind of...
Yeah, the mist tank. The Stormfather tank. What is next, right? I mean, we got the fucking Cloud Beast King, and we got the prince behind it. What next? The Stormfather? I mean, where do you go from that? I mean, what... The truthless of Shinnevar. I'm the Shinnevar coil. Yes.
But where is the evil?
But where is the evil? Okay. Yeah, a little bit of goofing off. Wasted a minute. It's fun though. I like fun. Ooh, pattern. So if you know anything about if you know anything about smoke now. You understand that they lie like cryptics as well about their coil ratings, and their pattern is pretty much to lie, and I sense a lie. Lies. Terrible. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about yet, it's a fucking Stormlight archive, guys. Look it up. Go Google that. Hashtag, have you been living under a damn rock? Did a storm hit you? Oh god. Alright. Shit, brosk. Fall in at attention. Okay. Hey, that worked. Damn. yeah. So fucking TFE-12 Prince is essentially the small version of the TFE-12. So what they do is SmokeTech has done this forever. They do TFE-4, TFE-4 Mini, Shorty, Shorty, and everything else. And then they do TFE-8, TFE-8 Baby Beast, TFE-Big Baby Beast, TFE-8, just 50 versions of that. And now they're going to do the 12, which is the big one, the Cloud Beast King. And, of course, you got to have the little
Elikar.
Elikar. And then you got, you know, Adolin underneath him, the little High Prince ski there. Or, I guess, Prince. He'd be like the Prince. He wouldn't really be High Prince yet. Dalinar would be High Prince.
Yeah. There you go.
So maybe they'll come up with that next. You know, High Prince coils or something. Like, kind of just... juice that shit up a little bit.
Yeah,
so anyways, it's got like two different glass pieces, which I think fascinates, you know, it's fascinating. You have like the regular 5 mil version. It holds 5 mil supposedly. It's actually like 4.5 according to Daniel. And then there is the 8 mil version, which again, smoke lying, you know, where is your honor? It's actually like 7 or 6.5 or 6.8 or 7.
Either way, the fuel of the glass bubble is awesome.
It's fucking awesome. It's fascinating. It's not like a bubble, like as in a ball, curvy ball. It's actually like a jut.
It looks like a box.
Yeah.
Like a round box that they put on the tank.
Yeah, they just kind of bulged it out, which I think is a really good idea, except it's probably really prone to cracking. So I haven't really dropped this yet, and I hope I never do. But as far as filling it goes, it's the same shit. It's got a nice little resin drip tip, which is probably really easy to crack. I've heard some stories already, but, you know... stuff cracking on it, the resin tip and shit, so careful there. But the real thing here is the latching top fill. They finally have like kind of sort of locking top fill system. And I say kind of sort of because if you pry hard enough, you can get it open. But it's a lot. You really got to pry, man. You got to really push on it to get that fucker open. If it's a defect?
Yeah.
Either that or it's just, you know, maybe it needs that other slip ring. Like maybe the other top fill piece, the little silicon ring that goes in there. The cunt lips basically need to be changed there. If those need to be changed, then that's why. But I don't think so. Yeah.
It's a little too early for that.
Yeah, I don't get it, but it works and it is a little bit nicer. It's a 24. What is this? 25 millimeter? Yeah.
Yeah.
25 millimeter tank, base and top cap at least. It's shorter than the Cloud Beast King or the Big Baby Beast. Or I'm sorry. Well. Yeah, the Cloud Beast King and the TFE-8 Cloud Beast, so the big versions. The vape itself is kind of like... It's more than a TFE-8 Baby Beast, but it's not quite the TFE-8. Like, it's a little bit below it, but oh my god, the fucking flavor
is phenomenal. I mean, you've got a nice, dense vape. This is at probably about a 90 watts, 100 watts. I have the decoupled coil in here.
That's pretty much where you want to keep it, though, right?
Yeah, you can go to 130, but you're pushing again, you know. These are supposed to go to 120. These are the 0.15 ohm decoupled coils. What you get in the kit is basically... three different coils. You get a quad coil. Yeah, I know. Quad coil, a sextuple coil, which I have not tried yet, and the decuple coil, which I've got rocking in here now. And they're all 0.15, except the sextuple, I believe, is 0.2 or 0.3. But either way, that's supposed to... I don't know. Either way, that's like the highest rated of them, which is kind of ridiculous, but it's like 130 watts. But that's what I'm saying. They lie about their fucking ratings. So realistically, for the quad... if I'm kind of assuming this correctly because of my baby beast ratings, you know, basically the ratio being like, you could probably push 60 watts, not fucking 100 watts. Come on, Smoke Tech. And for the decoupled, I've been able to push 130 through it and just really, really pulling on it, really vaping hard on it. So, I mean, it really depends on how hot the tank is, how much liquid you've got, how thick it is, et cetera. All the variables that we're used to. The vape itself, though, it's denser and cleaner than the Big Baby Beast, and it's fucking got a lot more flavor.
Yeah, it makes the Big Baby Beast and the Baby Beast coils feel starved.
Yeah. I mean, it's diluted as fuck. Yeah, it's a very starved vape, even with the octuple in there. The quads are more poppy, but again, just not enough fucking output for the airflow you're getting. It's strange. It's like there's too much airflow, not enough vape, or too little airflow and a decent fucking density, but just not enough flavor. Way to go. And you don't notice these things until you have different, better tanks. I'm sorry. It's just, it's the Smoke Tech fanboyism. And then you realize, wait, there's more shit out there? Oh my God. Hey, I saw the light of day. I woke up. And...
where are you on your time?
I'm okay. The coils are... I would say that they have a better flavor too. Like they don't have that kind of Smoke Tech silicon gasket taste to them when you first bust them in. Mm-hmm. Or even if you're vaping really hot on them, they don't do the same thing that the, like the, for instance, the Cloud Beast King has a beautiful flavor, but at some points you can get that kind of rubber taste a little bit in there. It's not burning the rubber, it's just in there and it's kind of their factory smell, and I hate that. Use different cotton, Smoke Tech. Use fucking different cotton so we don't have to keep vaping through it and like forcing it to be good. The other thing is that glass bubble will be easy to break. You know, it'll probably bust up pretty quick. But this is a nice fucking option for somebody who wants the TFE8 Baby Beast, but a little more power and a lot more vapor output. But, you know, basically less, like, you don't have to go crazy on the wattage. It's less crazy wattage than, like, the TFE8 Cloud Beast or the TFE12 King. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a middle-of-the-road wattage tank. You know, you can do 110 watts. Anything from, like, 80 to 110 on this is a beautiful fucking vape. Anything more than that, you're starting to get into the hot lava territory, but...
And in that way, it really is like the UL crown or the Valerian.
Yeah, I mean, you can push it, and you can get to that TFE8 Cloud Beast status, but it's sort of like overdriving a small speaker. You just don't want to do it, because you will burn it eventually. You will burn it, you'll run out of juice, or you'll do it too much time, you'll do it too long, and you'll fuck up your coil.
Price of the coils is...
yeah, price of the fucking coils locally is like $18 for the decoupled. What the fuck? What the fuck, Smoke Tech? What the fuck, a Veil Vapor? I mean, you can go online and find them for 15 or 12, which $5 a coil is still absolute coil rape, just money rape. Stop. That's one thing I hate about... yeah, that's one of the patterns of Smoke Tech. They always fucking overprice their damn coils. Fucking hell. They don't do fucking 5-packs.
That's what I was going to say.
Just for fuck's sake.
They're selling them for like $20 a 3-pack.
Yeah, or a 4-pack. Like, what the fuck? The Valerian comes with 2-packs. What? Just what? What? And you know what? Really? These are not that big. They're not that much bigger than a TFE4 coil, and yet those come in 5-packs. They're actually smaller. They're less. They're shorter. They're not that much bigger than a fucking TFE8 Baby Beast coil. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
What I'm glad to say though. is that